The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Again, everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start to your day. Of course, we saw quite a come off of Bitcoin yesterday. The whole top 10 is down more or less 10%. That is minus Bitcoin. It is the only one that is not in double figures. Of course, we know that when Bitcoin catches or sneezes, the rest of the market catches a cold, and it's been no different over the last 24 hours with some very big falls across the market. So where are we at with Bitcoin? Well, it's just dropped. Okay, it's had a strong fall. It's held around those lows. It's kind of ruined a fair bit of what we were starting to build into. The thing is, the selling happened again very, very quickly. And post-selling, not a great deal actually went ahead and happened. It just went thump over the space of more or less the selling occurred over 1 15-minute candle that just sort of tanked really, really hard. Now we're sort of sitting down at that 6,300 level. Now, if I look at this on the daily chart, and I talk you through what I'm actually saying, I mean, I can see that we have had a lower high and lower low. So, yes, there is the opportunity or the potential to open up shorts. We do have a little bit of support around that 6,100 level. There is a little bit there. Now, from my point of view, I'm not going to really be looking for any heavy trades or turn my view of the market to properly bearish from a trading point of view, unless we can take out the monthly lows, the low of 57.50, I think it was, 57.55. We take out those lows, we're setting new lows for the year, and then, yeah, look, there's anything's possible. We could continue to fall. There is a lot of talk at the moment, and has been for quite some time, about a few things in this marketplace. Now, the thing is, people think, you know, it used to be when some news would come out that the market would just react to it really positively with blind optimism and shoot up, you know. Something like, you know, this getting listed would take off. And that's still happening on big platforms, on big exchanges. But what stopped is like, you know, just a mildly bullish thing, you know, some piece of news that's positive about Bitcoin or blockchain. It's not sending the market flying. And that's what a lot of people are saying. Well, hang on, there's all this good news coming out and the market's not moving. Well, the market's matured, guys. It's not just us at home that are trading it or buying it. Because if you think about it now, we're out. Most people that are in crypto now are already out of crypto. And what I mean by out of it is you've already bought. You've been through this, the run up to 20,000 or thereabouts, and it's come off. And most people haven't been buying. Most people. I did say most people. Most people are holding what they've got, or some people are buying more into the space, and that's fine. But you've got to remember that all the people that were coming in throughout September, October, November last year, they're probably not buying more right now. Not everybody. I know it's a generalization, but there will be more people that will be going, ouch, than, yep, let's buy more. So that wave has stopped. So where's the money coming from now? Where are we going to see this next push up? Now we're starting to see things like the conversation around the ETF becoming important. And it is important, but it's not the only thing that's important. We're also seeing the SEC and regulations and whatnot. They're important. Absolutely, they're important. Well, we're seeing most of the volume coming through over-the-counter trading parties at the moment. A lot of big dogs are buying and selling, not just buying. They're buying and selling in this market. Now, we've got to get this market moving. And the way we get this market moving is we actually get some real positive news, not a positive whisper, not a positive hint, not a positive, minute, microscopic piece of news. We need something really strong to get this market moving, clearly, because the little bits of news didn't do anything. They held us here. Now, I sort of thought that look, there's an opinion that we might stay sideways until we do get this ETF decision. And if it does come out bad, we probably will see the market come off just because it just looks like it's teetering right now. It's struggling to hold its way, struggling to hold its ground. And if I look at a weekly chart, we do have the potential for a lower high there now. Now, I'll go ahead and I'll do a video today shortly explaining what I see in the market, and I'll break it down for you guys so that you understand it completely, because this is a podcast, this is a listening thing. I will do a full video on what I think about Bitcoin and some of the levels that I am thinking are quite significant. I'll get that out today. So if you're not across my socials, then you should be. Facebook, get across Trader Cobb, again, Instagram, Twitter, you know, all the socials you can get at me on, I'm probably there. So do that, and it's going to be an interesting day. I want to see if this selling keeps going. A lot of people talking about, well, the stock market sold off, so Bitcoin sold off. I'm not saying there's any correlation there because there was a pretty big lag in that. I'm not quite sure what it was. It could just be that there was more sellers than buyers. Who knows? But I want to watch what happens for the next 24 hours as we lead into the weekend. Will we stabilize at 6,300? Will we break the 6,100? I don't know, but I will do a video, and you will get that today. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.